This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
UCC teams are headed off to the NWAC tournament, and that'll be coming up later on this week. First couple of rounds there, first and second rounds, they whittle it down to the semifinals, and then the teams will head back there. It's single elimination this year. Teams will head back to the to Everett, Washington for the semifinals and championship games then next week, and it all gets started this week on Thursday. Yesterday, the teams, the men and women, gathered, as well as family and friends and administrators out at UCC, all gathered out at O'Toole's for Selection Sunday. This is pretty cool, Owen. I think this is pretty cool the way they're doing this here. I've got my complaints about the way that they've changed the tournament system for the Northwest Athletic Conference, which has a lot of community college around the area, Lane Community College, Lynn Benton, Southwestern Oregon Community College, all part of the league that the UCC team is in. But I've got my complaints about it because it makes it harder for, as local media, for us to get up to Everett and then possibly go back up for a second week to go cover it. We're going to see if we can get some coverage from the tournament for you on the radio, but no promises as of yet. Going to be working on that here over the next day or two. But while I've got my complaints about it, I still think it's pretty cool. Single elimination tournament, so you're trying to get your way through. 16 teams to start, so they're already to the Sweet 16. They're trying to make it more like an NCAA March Madness tournament feel. And to do that, yesterday, it was all online. They streamed a selection show for both the men's and women's brackets. They started with the women, and it was kind of cool. They didn't do it based on seeding, really. They took the top four teams from each region, the league champions from each region, put them into a hat. They started in one quarter of the bracket. They found the number one spot. They pulled out a team. Okay, here's the number one team for that one. They went to the next quarter, next section, picked out another number one team, put them there. Then they did all of them. And then from there, they filled in all the rest of the spots based on the geographical location of where the league champions were. Then they put everybody else in all the rest of the brackets. So you didn't know who you were going to face. You didn't know which portion of the bracket, meaning which day part of the day you'd be playing in. UCC women were the first number one team selected. They get to play at 10 a.m. in their first round matchup, and they've got a draw against either Yakima Valley or against Treasure Valley. Apparently those two teams finishing tied at the end of the regular season, but now they will have a league playoff tonight and determine which team goes on to the tournament coming up then on Saturday. But the UCC women will play at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning against either Treasure Valley or Yakima Valley. Then the men's team, they had the bracket, and they even did it. It was kind of like a low-budget CBS Selection Sunday show coming up on March 12th. They'll have that. You'll see what I'm talking about if you haven't watched it before. But it was kind of like that. They announced they had the graphics up. They revealed which team was in that part. Then they revealed the team that they're playing against. They talked about the matchup. They talked about the team's strengths, weaknesses, some of the players on the team. Even had an interview with the head coaches of the number one seeds, which I met Dave Strickland, got a chance to be on there. And it was all streamed on YouTube, all streamed online. And it was pretty fun to watch. I'm sure you could go back and watch it again if you'd like to. Find it on the Northwest Athletic Conference web stream on YouTube there, but it was pretty cool. It was a fun thing to watch. Apparently other teams around the conference were all gathering for watch parties as well. We were out at O'Toole's. They had food. We were all sitting around chatting and watching things, and the team got to celebrate together when their team got announced, and it was a lot of fun. They did it for the men then after that and did the same whole deal, and the men getting a matchup against Bellevue as the number two team out of the South region, and they'll be playing on Thursday, and their matchup is, I've got it written down, but I can't remember off the top of my head, noon on Thursday, so they've got that coming up as well. So it was a lot of fun, and I thought it was a pretty cool way of doing it. Well, I mean, it seems like if you're a college, I mean, you go to UCC, you're not on the basketball team, but you go to school out there, if you were an athlete, to be able to like maybe sit and watch and kind of wait to find out where you're going to play, hear your name talked about as one of the top players. I mean, like, that would be a pretty cool experience, I think.
Yeah, I think so, but big question. The drawing reveals the seeding, doesn't determine, right?
No. So all the league champions were put into a hat. So the league champions were all the number one seeds. And then they went through. So Sweet 16, obviously, you got four quadrants on there, and they picked out, each one has a 1 through 4 seed. So they pick out the number one seed from that one. So UCC, they were first one picked out. So there was four teams in there. They pick out UCC, okay. And then based on where the other teams were, the other number one seeds were, so UCC out of the South, then you've got an East, North, West, I think, is the different regions. And so UCC was the South champion there, so they didn't put another South region team in that quadrant. And then based off of where the number one team from, I guess, the East region was, UCC got the number two team from the East region because based on where they're at in the bracket. So I'm so terrible at actually filling out bracket things like that, like coming up with a tournament style thing like that. But it seemed to work out really well, and they were, you know, so they didn't determine, there wasn't like a, okay, all 16 teams are in a hat, let's pick the number one team. Oh, it just happens to be UCC. No, they did, based on how you placed in your league was where you'd get seeded, but which region you played in. Before, it used to be always predetermined. The number one team out of the South region played the number four team out of whichever other region it was in there, you know, which I don't know which one it was always set up as. But so it was always predetermined. You knew which region you would face off against going into the tournament. This time it wasn't predetermined on that. So that was the kind of unknown about it all, is which region you would play a team out of. And it actually made it pretty cool to find out which teams they were going to face then. You said you got to find out which other teams would be in their bracket. And after the whole selection was done, I got a chance to catch up with head coach of the women's team, Dave Strickland, and chat with him for a moment about what he thought about where the UCC women ended up and what they've got to try and get through to get to the championship game coming up next weekend.
Talking with Coach Dave Strickland here for the Umpqua women. You guys find out you're the first number one seed to be drawn out for the Northwest Athletic Conference Tournament. It means you guys are playing at 10 o'clock in the first day for you guys, but also having to wait to find out who exactly you're going to be playing. But are you happy or maybe a little bit disappointed about where you ended up?
Well, I don't know. The 10 o'clock game's not as bad as it seems. I think that, you know, a lot of teams are nervous or anxious to get that first game, you know, under your belt. I think if you could come in and win the first one, then you've got all day to kind of relax and all that. It's a lot better than playing at, you know, 8 or 10 a night where you got to sit around all day and watch everybody else play and, you know, and kind of work yourself up into, you know, into, you know, lather because you're nervous or excited.
We were talking about it just a little bit ago about how you'll start preparing for the couple of teams that you might be able to face here. You got to kind of do a little extra preparation because you got to wait to find out a league playoff game, it looks like, to decide which team gets into the postseason coming up tomorrow night. So not ideal, I'm sure, for you, but how are you going to handle having to maybe wait an extra night to figure out who you play first?
Well, you know, it goes the same way. One of those two teams, Yakima, we played after Christmas, and it was a close game. It was a tough game. So we have them. We've played them already. We're looking at it. You know, they have one less day to prepare for us as well. And and I think that, you know, and you know, I'm going to look at that as an advantage, in our favor, that they're going to have one less day. That team, whoever's playing tomorrow, has to practice today. They've got to play tomorrow. They're not going to be able to take any days off. It's going to be, you know, so we're going to turn it into a positive.
As for you guys, you're going to start preparations. What does that look like? I know for you, a lot of time probably scouting the other teams in your bracket, but what's practice schedule look for like for you guys in the week ahead?
Well, the way that bracket is laid out is with Tacoma and Peninsula on the other side of the bracket, those are historically man-to-man pressure teams. So regardless of who we play, That's pretty much what we can, you know, what we can anticipate. And, you know, and I think all four of those teams in that bracket are pretty much guard oriented. So we're going to have to spend the next few days, you know, stopping dribble penetration. It's going to be spent, you know, mostly defense. I would think that those teams will have a tough time matching up with us inside, but because they're typically guard oriented, you know, we're going to have to play, you know, pretty good perimeter defense.
I'm sure you spent a lot of time kind of looking at the possible teams and you know the teams that were going to be available to make fill out the bracket. Are you fairly happy with the draw, the teams that are in your portion of the bracket here to start?
Well, I don't know if it's you know, if it's happy. You know, I really haven't seen Tacoma Peninsula or Treasure Valley play. You know, I'll know more once I see them on tape. But you know, you have to beat all of them.
Yeah.
And anyway, so yeah. You know, so I don't know. I right now it's not happy, unhappy, or whatever. It is what it is. And we're going to prepare like we always have, and we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
As for your team, you guys feeling pretty good, pretty confident after an undefeated league season. That's something that hasn't been done in the NWAC for a number of years now, and you guys pull off an undefeated league season. Team's got to be feeling pretty good. You're in a really high spot right now. How do you feel like they seem to be doing with their focus and their mentality going into the postseason?
Well, I think that's been the trademark of this team all along, is that they've been focused, you know, and ready to play, you know, from the beginning. You know, it would seem that, you know, sometimes that's why it's hard to go undefeated in the league. It seems like at one point over the last 8 weeks, you'd have some kind of letdown. You'd have some game where you're just not, you know, as focused or as prepared as you should be. And this group, that hasn't happened to this group at all. This group has taken one game at a time and has been extremely well prepared. And I think this is going to, you know, and I think it's going to be the same thing. I think we're going to be ready to go.
All right. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That was head coach Dave Strickland yesterday after his team found out that they'd be the number one team in the top left quadrant of the NWAC bracket there. They'll face either Yakima Valley or Treasure Valley. We'll find out tonight after they play at 6 o'clock. They have played Yakima Valley, won 82-76 about that one earlier on in the season. UCC is the number one ranked team in the women's game, and for a good reason. They're number one in points scored, averaging 87 points per game, number one in total rebounds, number one in blocks, number one in average assists, number one in field goal percentage. They're tied for number two in three-point percentage. This team's good. We'll see if they've got what it takes to get through. I think you mentioned it there, Coach Strickland mentioned it there in the quick interview. Peninsula, the team that they could face in the Elite Eight round, that's a team that has knocked them out of the tournament the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see. Championship game would be coming up on March 19th. That's a Sunday. And the UCC women hoping that they can get there. They haven't won a title in quite some time. I think it was early 2000s last time they won a NWAC championship. So good luck to the UCC women. UCC men are taking on Bellevue. They did lose to Bellevue earlier on in the season by 6, but I got a chance to catch up with head coach Daniel Leeworthy, and he explains a little bit about what happened in that matchup and also talks about how he feels about where the UCC men ended up in the bracket.
Coach Leeworthy here. Congratulations. 2 seed taking on Bellevue. Initial reaction to kind of the matchup you've got in the bracket, portion of the bracket you're in.
Yeah, I think it's a really good bracket. Obviously, a lot of talented teams, but we're happy with the draw. We played Bellevue earlier this year up in Washington, and I know they got a few players that aren't on their team anymore. And, you know, we were playing 3 games in 3 days, and that was our 3rd game. And we came out really tired. I got down by 14 or 15 points, and we came back and took the lead late against them, and then they made a couple of plays late. But, you know, I think they're a really talented team, but I'm really confident in our team to, with our balance and our height and our size, that we can have a good run in the tournament.
They mentioned during the selection show that you guys went 5-5 down the stretch. You guys had a chance to get the number one seed. Do you think that's something that weighs on the guys as you guys get ready to go to the tournament? Or
no, I've told the guys it's 0-0 is our record now. And, you know, Grant Ellison's injury, he's still around about 70% healthy, and he toughed it out and played through it, and you know, could have been a lot worse, but you know, he's an MVP player, type player, and he's the MVP of our team, and we're just really excited to get to the tournament and play a very good Bellevue team.
For you guys, you're going to start on Thursday, so a little bit shorter preparation now that you know the matchup. What's the next couple of days look like for you guys as you get prepared?
Well, tomorrow we'll have a tough and hard practice, and we'll do the same on Tuesday, and then hit the road Wednesday morning. Excuse me. We'll go through the same process. We'll watch a little bit of film on ourselves as well as Bellevue, and it'll be, you know, it's going to be really exciting for the guys. But 2 years ago, we went up to the playoffs, and it was kind of a new experience for our program on the men's side. And this year, we're going up to try and win the whole thing. And I think if we focus on one game at a time and prepare, we always say, preparation affects performance, and I think we'll prepare well, and the guys will be excited, and we're going up to win it all.
What do you think about the whole, you know, getting together for a watch party, the selection show? How cool is this for the way that the NWAC's been doing this?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, we're grateful to O'Toole's for hosting us, and you know, it's a great idea. It's a good initiative by the NWAC office, and you know, they're trying to progress the and evolve the conference, and I think they're doing a great job with it. And you know, to have the men's and women's teams together as both our teams won championships this year, it's really exciting for the community as well as the college.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joey.
All right.
There we go, Coach Lee Worthy as well. Looking forward to see what these teams do, and I really hope that we can get some coverage of it on the radio for you. I believe that the conference does broadcasts of the games, and I'm going to reach out and find out if we can stream that on our radio station as well to be able to bring you guys coverage of the UCC men's and women's basketball teams up in the NWAC tournament. So looking forward to it. The men, they're going to have a bit of a challenge. I mean, they are a good team, but they, right now, let's see, they're number 17 in points scored. 83.67 is their percentage. Ninth in field goal percentage. Let's see, 18th in three-point percentage, 12th in free throws, 10th in total rebounds, 8th in steals. They're not a bad team, but they're going to have to try and catch fire, and what they really are going to have to hope for is that Grant Ellison starts to get healthy, as you heard Coach Lee Worthy mention there. Ellison still dealing with a high ankle sprain that took him out for, I think it was 3 games, and really hoping that he can get back to full health. They finished 5-5 down the stretch. Tough way to end it. They could have clinched a number one seed out of the South region if they had won their last game. Unfortunately, they didn't, and that pushed them to a 2 seed. So we'll see how things go. I think they're going to be a good challenge for a lot of teams in the tournament, but they're going to have to try and see if they can play some of their best ball as they go to the tournament. Their first game coming up Thursday at noon. So exciting to see that. We'll be following the action there. Wanted to get some coverage there of the UCC men and women as they get ready for the tournament.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.